share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer. This piece does not reflect the opinions and beliefs of the writer or World of Buzz. Back in 2019, University Malaya, graduate, Wang Yan K made national headlines after he staged a solitary protest during his own convocation calling for the resignation of the university's vice chancellor at the time. In 2020, it was reported that he was charged over the protest. Wang, who is currently a Suara Rakyat Malaysia, Suaram, coordinator, was recently ordered by a magistrate's court to enter his defense on the charge of insulting the former vice chancellor. Following which, an alumni of has expressed his disappointment with the university over the situation. In a Facebook post, Carlson said, "Consider this an open letter to my alma mater, University of Malaya. Consider this an open letter to my alma mater, University of Malaya 1. The whole situation with Wang Yan K is so. Posted by Carlson Stark on Tuesday, April 5, 2022. The whole situation with Wang Yan K is so bizarre and I am generally disappointed with the outcome, but more so at the university. The police report made by is unnecessary." He wrote, "A university that houses students from all walks of life which co-organized a single race congress had the audacity to lodge a police report onto a student who called out the university and the XVC during the graduation ceremony. If you think he shouldn't protest on a coming together ceremony, the protest wouldn't even occur if had not co-organized the Malay Dignity Congress," added Carlson. Carlson also pointed out that the XVC, Abdul Rahim Hashim, had allegedly said during the Congress that GE14 had eliminated Malay political dominance, and asserted that Malay privileges were being questioned. Yan K. Wang was charged with Section 504 of the Penal Code for intentional insult with intent to provoke a breach of peace, which carries a penalty of up to 2 years' imprisonment. The irony is that a student who made a Nazi salute during the graduation ceremony at University Malaysia Sabah, which prompted condemnation from the German embassy and worldwide, did not face legal action. Another irony is that while lodged a police report on Yan K, did not lodge a police report on a lecturer that sexually harassed his student. The student herself has to make the report. That shows the priority of condemned Carlson. Furthermore, he said that it's annoying how a university that says they uphold freedom of expression is stifling them. Worst, a top 100 QS-ranked university intends to manufacture robots, not humans, that dare to speak against the system. And that's a shame, he stated. He then urged the public to lend a hand in supporting Yan K. "I sincerely hope this is the last time will lodge a police report just because a student from the university rightfully utilizes his freedom of expression to speak up." Quote, "Solidarity Wang Yan K," he concluded his letter to the university. His letter has amassed plenty of attention and currently sits on over 370 likes and 171 shares on Facebook. Plenty of netizens took to the comments section to share their sentiments. Do you agree with Carlson's letter to the university? Let us know in the comments. Also read, graduate behind, VC resign, convocation protest to be charged today, faces 2 years jail. Source. M Star Source, Harian Metro. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.